track 8, and here are the letters to the editor. There are just three this week, and two of them are from national organisations, one the Sue Ryder Foundation and the other the MS Society, who have clearly had their letters syndicated by local papers across the country. We start with a local letter from Linda Lambell of Newton Abbott, who says, I wonder if anyone else has considered the possibility that the many vapour trails in our skies are contributing to the amount of cloud we're experiencing, not to mention climate change. Look out on a lovely blue sky in the morning, if you can, and it soon becomes grey and overcast. And there's a supporting picture of the skies above Newton Abbott on a recent morning when there was blue sky and the sky absolutely covered in vapour trails.
Sign up for the December Daily Dash, written by Jackie and Mark Smith, founders of the December Daily Dash and Sue Ryder fundraisers. This December marks the 10th anniversary of Sue Ryder's December Daily Dash, a fundraising event created by my husband and I as a thank you to the wonderful Sue Ryder nurses who cared for my dad in his last days. To sign up to the December Daily Dash for free, visit www.decemberdaily-.com. On behalf of us and Sue Ryder, thank you.
Survey to look at workplace challenges for MS sufferers, written by Nick Moberly, CEO of the MS Society. There are an estimated 12,372 people living with multiple sclerosis, MS, in the Southwest. We want to find out more about the barriers that people with MS are facing and understand what else the government and employers should be doing. The findings will shape which we put forward to decision makers, and through this we are aiming to create a world where those who can and who want to work are better supported to do so and can thrive in good quality long-term employment. The survey is open until 24th of November, and we encourage anyone living with MS in the UK to take part. And please share with any friends or family with MS at www.mssociety.org.uk/employment.